Depends whether or not plenum erectus was Adam.
Yes.
Here's the thing you have to say. Adam, not so much on the basis of God breathing within the gut of life, because that word living soul in the King James is actually breath, which is used of other animals as well, can be used of other animals as well. But the idea that man is an eternal being, I would say, is part of God creating Adam, especially. And then the question becomes, again, where do we place Adam in the in these humanoid fossils that we find? If we place Adam with anatomically modern human, then Homo erectus, which was before that, becomes, well, you can speculate anything you would want, a primate that died out, something like that. If Homo erectus was Adam, who then developed into anatomically modern human over time, then Homo erectus had a soul. So, you know, kind of putting it that way. I would link a soul with God's special creation of Adam, and which fellow we put that with, anatomically modern human and Homo erectus, I think is something we look in the fossil and try to analyze and reconcile up with the religious one.